black woman and stuck down in a corner of this particular photo is a photo of a black girl in a red dress.
Yes.
Yet I do not know you.
No.
Never been in your home.
No.
You've shown this picture to no one.
No.
It's in your home now. The picture I describe's in your home. Hands clasped. You have a daughter that has three children.
Yes, I have.
Young child. He's a boy, around four or so.
Yes.
This is saving his life. Your name that you give to us is Seidner.
Yes, it is.
But to show that every meeting I show this, I show the power of God. People come, they give subscriptions or they give their attendance list, and you would give your name as Seidner.
Yes.
Your name was Thompson before you were married.
That's right.
God Almighty! This, my darling, is for a twin. You have a twin sister?
Yes.
Idella, right next to you. Idella. Idella Carter. This will stop her from a stroke. She has high blood pressure, and this will stop her from a stroke Monday evening. Spirit of God. Monday evening, because God has come on the scene. Won't happen now. And this is for a loved one, Jetta. Is it Jetta Stewart or something of this sort?
Yes, it's
San Jose. Yes. Send it. And in your eyes, there's been a problem that's been causing, a problem that's been giving you some difficulty, a pressure in your eyes. This will stop glaucoma that would cause you to go blind. Now, you are done. You are finished. The blessings. Just place this on your eyes. Just place it on your eyes, and the spirit shall roll away the film.
Returned. Two that have gone out to the restrooms have now returned with cancers being carried in large handfuls of paper towels. They are rejoicing now as they come forward on the stage to where the prophet receives them warmly and rejoices with them over their healing. So many cancers passed today before this congregation of several thousands. God
goes about
His word. We just
took away cancers from both of them and deafness here. We stopped it. We praise God. We can hear out of both ears clearly, so we can praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, God. With Jesus. Before I come down, there are the cancers, two cancers that have been passed. The woman carrying them was with the stroke 3 days. She's in her 70s, and I came to her. She was paralyzed on her side, and she was made every whit whole. And ever since then, she said, I'm going to do the work of God. She hosts the bus clear across the country, does all this healing work, because she was laying with a stroke for 3 days, paralyzed on her side. And that's been some time ago. So at last, child, the Spirit's blessing last. I'm going to ask that people have come in late. I'm going to ask that you have an opportunity to give. And I'm going to ask now for purely no blessing, but just because you love some of you in the family, how many will give an extra dollar right now? How many would give one extra dollar? One extra dollar in the family. One about that. Only God. And that's happened 38 times this year. Not the ones in the homes, not the one on the streets, not the one in the hospitals, not the ones like the sister who stood up and testified about going to the morgue and showed her daughter here where she took a picture and went to the morgue. Those pictures are indeed blessed. 4,000 miracles that we have written report of. And how many we don't have written report, we couldn't say since May. So get those pictures. Bonnie won't stand in your way if you'll speak to the secretary. It's a blessing thing because God anointed those pictures. We didn't for years have pictures, but the Spirit spoke the pictures to be just as much as an anointed cloth. And it has certainly proven its meritoriousness. It stopped accidents, cured cancer, brought one woman. She went right in this church. What was her name? Sharp, wasn't it? Son was dead for a day. Good God. Good God. Just a faith brought him back, dead for a day. Don't believe it. You can ask them. You saw the woman standing up here, the girl that the mother went right through the... There she, this is the sister there, dead for a day. Son dead for a day, right standing over there. And you saw the sister with the daughter up here. She was in the morgue, and she pushed doctors aside and went in and put the picture on, and up she come right out of the morgue. Good God. Anybody else, if we weren't preaching brotherhood and peace, they'd have advertisement of it all over the news. But they're afraid to advertise such a thing like this because they know the world would beat a path to the door. They don't want to tell it. Couldn't afford to tell it. Remember, buses 8 and 9 will be returning to Fresno, Oakland, Richmond, San Francisco, Redwood Valley at about 7:30 or 8. But no one's to go unless you have to go to work. We're staying over for a big meeting tomorrow at 1. How many will tell? The witness of the Spirit was to tell 20. 20 a day. How many will tell? Several people. The only advertisement we have of our new temple will be by your voice. Tell them. Meeting at 5:30 tonight, and then tomorrow at 1. Feast and a fellowship and healing service. Tonight at 5:30, and tomorrow at 1 at the corner of Hoover and Alvarado. They might write that up out there because some people won't hear it. And there's one woman back there that needs, hey, don't move. Don't move. Spirit. Sister, don't move. Please don't move for a minute. I must give a cloth to you. I must give a cloth to you as I go down. Please don't move. Sit down, if you will. It's an accident I've got to prevent. I see a Buick and a Chrysler colliding and you would be in the middle of it. Hands clasped. Spirit of God. Katie Green. Who's Katie Green? Katie Green. Katie Green. Nice. No, it's all right. No, it's all right. No, no need to do so. Maybe it's spirit. Katie Green, you're deaf. That's why I don't hear. Katie Green. All right, hands clasped. I see now the Spirit speaking. Precious, precious Spirit of God, move in to heal the sick, to raise the dead. You can't hear without that ear mechanism. You can't hear without that ear mechanism. Tell her, she can't hear. She's deaf.
Can you hear without that ear mechanism?
Yeah. She don't hear me. Her hands clasp. Have to rise above it like we did with Sister Brown here with the cast. I'll have to work on my own. Get my brother Imes, step over there by the side and tell her that I've called her out real loud and open your mouth so she can see it. says she'll believe we can give a hearing. You'll have to repeat everything I say. I suspect she's very deaf. Oh, tell her I know what she's saying to herself. When she came in, she didn't say anything, but when she came in for the beginning of the service some hours ago, I saw this that she said. Oh, I'm sorry, what am I doing? Now, let me tell you what I saw. Said, this is like one big rainbow, one big beautiful rainbow, even though you're not of a minority. In your mind. All right, sister. You had six. You can tell it. No use to me shout. You had six brothers. Three sisters. Three sisters. But you are the only one left. Two of your sisters died of cancer.
This is alone. Two of your sisters died of cancer.
One of the lungs.
One of the lungs.
And one of kidneys.
Since
June last year.
Since June last year.
In your youth. Oh, dear God. In your youth, you had the terrible misfortune of being taken advantage of by a seriously ill man.
In your youth, you had the terrible misfortune of being taken advantage of by an ill man.
Seriously ill. Depraved. He was depraved.
Man, right?
He had syphilis and he gave it to you, which has left you blind and deaf nearly.
He had the sickness that left you nearly blind and deaf, right? Right.
Your parents couldn't get you to the doctor in the Delta.
Your parents couldn't get you to the doctor in the Delta.
In the Delta.
In the Delta.
Who can know these things? Now tell her. Tell her if she will believe and turn off her hearing aid.
If you will believe and turn off the hearing aid,
I shall make you hear. Spirit. Tell her to look to me. Tell her to look to me now, not to read lips anymore. Spirit of God, take her glasses off. She also has diabetes. Okay, we got the hearing aid. All right, fine. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Now what you see is what you're going to get. If you see me as a prophet, you'll see and get a prophet. If you see me as a good man, you'll just get a good man. I don't care how you come. But if you see me in the hundredfold, there's 30% God, 60% God, 60-fold or hundredfold, 100% God, and I have come in the hundredship, fathership, sonship manifestation. Now, Sister Green. Don't look to him. I said, all right. Syphilis has left you with that palsy, that shaking and a tremor in your hands. That syphilis has done that. Sister Green, I have come to heal you. I have come to heal you. What did she hear me say? Ask her to repeat what I said. I have come to heal you. I don't hear her. I have come to heal you. A little louder, darling. It's all right. A little louder. Don't be afraid. You're a Methodist. You're not used to this, but I don't care. I'll make a born again apostolic socialist out of you before I get through with it. I say it out loud. I have come. You got trouble with your voice too, darling. Say, I have come to heal you. Go ahead.
What?
Don't be afraid, darling. Your name is Jim Jones. Your name is Jim Jones. Say it. Do go ahead. Say it loud. Don't worry. Say it.
Your name.
That's right.
Lim.
Is what?
Lim.
I said your name is Jim Jones. My name is Jim Jones. You got my name. My name. Say my name is Jim Jones in the spirit. Now come on, quick. My name is Jim Jones.
My name. Jim.
Now, sister, those hands that are shaking, sister, just calm them now. You know you couldn't hear without that hearing aid. Now, the hands will calm. Hold your arms up, dear. No, calm. Calm. I said, I come now, I'm speaking as the fathership. Calm! Stop it. Spirit! That's it. Now, sister, look up here, because I'm in an authority now. Look up here. You that are blind, oh, you were blind, yet you can see. Now, sister, look at my hand. Do I have any fingers up? Keep the hand calm. Keep it calm, because I'm in there. Do I have any fingers up? I know I'm taxing it. Just let the light break on through. What do you see?
I see.
What?
I hear you.
She is at the back of the auditorium.
You see what? What do you see? How many fingers do you see?
She's in the last several rows at the back of the congregation.
Three fingers, that's what you see. And that's it. God Almighty.
God, yes, it is. And if I joy to my soul. Oh, my gospel.
Back of the congregation in the last several rows.
Listen, child. I can take that trembling away. All that trembling. Go on. Walk. This is an anointing here. You can walk. If you can see and you can hear, come on, let's walk.
She is now coming down the aisle.
Let's walk.
To the front of the congregation.
Come on, walk on around. Lift your hand up. Walk on around. Walk on. No tremble. Go on, walk, sister. Go on.
Again, totally.
Don't be afraid. Don't be bashful. Just go on and walk. Just run. Go on, walk. Get with her, sister. She's been so crippled up, she's got sores all over her legs. Let her walk. In the name of God, let her walk. Now tell her I said to run real well. Run.
She is told to run, and she does so. She ran up the aisle to the back of the congregation.
My God,
that's what he said.
Leola Brown, come on out with your crutches. Come on.
Brought joy to my soul.
He is now running down the aisle of the congregation. When she stepped out of the aisle, she could barely walk. And now she runs again at the front of the congregation. Running across to the other aisle.
Tell her to run. Go in the same. There's a sister that was healed last night dancing around. No matter what's your crippling condition, yes, you can be healed. Let the Spirit have its way.
There are thousands here today who have just seen God perform the miracle, a miraculous healing of an infirm woman, deaf, blind, and crippled with palsy, completely delivered. Nothing is impossible with God, as He has proven here today before this large congregation.
Sister. I want you to take a good fast run. I want you to take a good fast run, because you're going back that tremble, and I want that stop. I took that syphilis. Now stop that trembling. Stop it. Now stop it. Stop it. No more trembling. That means no more trembling. None whatsoever. Now you go running. You just as young as you think you are. Now run. I mean run. That's it, run.
But it better not get in front of her, because now she is rerunning. She makes a sprint to the back of the congregation, out the door, and coming across to the aisle to come forward again. She now sprinting down the aisle to the front of the congregation. As thousands rejoice over her healing. Rejoice that God is being manifest in a hundredfold degree. She continues to run as she starts another lap around the auditorium.
Now, my spirit, if there's some that want to be baptized next Saturday night and Sunday up in our beautiful apostolic nation in the Redwood Valley, come down the aisles and receive this great salvation. You must be born again. You must be born again in the Spirit of God. The same one that took her crippling away. The same one that healed her of her neck. The neck still straight, is it, darling? The one that took her brace off. The pain all gone. Still she is down here. You can see she's doing all right. Praise God. Able to move the neck every way, sister.
Every way, look at her. She was in her neck brace. Look at her all the way around. Well, God Almighty, let's praise Him. I know where He is. I haven't talked too much tonight about where He is, but we know where He is.
And
yes, we know where He is.
Georgia, to my soul.
My God did just what He said. Yes, yes, He did. He will sing and praise today. Yes, He did. Yes, He did. From Georgia, Georgia, to my soul. Come down the aisles. Yes, He did. He was sick and He raised the dead. Yes, He did. Yes, He did. He brought joy, joy, joy to my soul. Oh, your God did just what He did. Yes, He did. Yes, He did. He that overcometh, Revelation 3:12 says, I will make a pillar in the temple of the house of God, and he will go no more out into the earth. Will you come and be baptized? Will you come and be baptized into this new immortality? This is a new day. You've never lived under the fathership degree, the hundredfold. This is the day of the Lord. This is the day of salvation, the day of your God. Oh, great God, will you come? Will you come? Is there anybody here who loves my Jesus? Anybody here who loves my God? I want to know if you love my Savior. I want to know if you love my God. Is there anybody here who loves my
God? I want you, sister, that was using that crutch now walking, I want you to wave it over this crowd because I anointed it. Swave it over the crowd and walk up and down the aisles. That's another sister that left hers. Oh, there ain't anybody here, God Almighty, who loves my Jesus. Anybody here who loves your God? Father wants to know, my child, if you love your Jesus. Father wants to know, my child, if you love your God. At Alvarado and Hoover, I'm not going to go down the aisles, but I will go down every aisle over there. We got to have time to get over there. We want to take this anointing over there. We want to leave with it just like this. You see, when people had the faith, they saw God. And they dropped their crutches and they dropped their canes. That's all right, love. Come on. Come on to your faith. Come on. Lift your hand, hold that cane up, and walk. Walk, love. Walk. Just walk. Don't look at the cane. Just hold it up like the serpent held it up. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. You got to know, if you tell me, it shows a limitation. You must not tell me anything. You got to see more of the God in me. Starting to come to the next service. Spirit, come on, child. Come on. Come on. Let's just have faith. Let's just have faith. All right, sister. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Hey, go on. Spirit, that's six. Six that's left their crutches. Good God Almighty, why don't you praise Him? Six that's left their crutches. Good God Almighty.
They come up with crutches and canes, and as God reads the word, they give up their crutch, give up their cane, and walk or run away, giving testimony that the healing
of the sister there in the white coat
has spoken by
the sister in the white coat had been 6 years a cripple, unable to walk. 6 years, that's why she's dancing and praising God. 6 years she couldn't walk. Something to praise Him for.
Yes.
Something to praise socialism for. Something to praise God for. Hey, you say you can't stand to be religious, then you got a hard heart.
Yes.
When religion can cause six people to walk away from crutches, when it can cause six people to drop their crutches, then it's worth being religious.
Yes.
It's worth being religious. Praise His name.
Yes.
Good God, good God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's carry this right on over to Alvarado and Hoover. Let's carry this anointing, and I will then go up and down every aisle. But learn, it's what you see in me that you reproduce in yourself. The more of God you see in me, the more you reproduce. Tell all these people that ordinarily I go down the aisles, but I don't feel led to. But I will tonight, 5:30, over at our New People's Temple. Let's praise God. Let's praise God. Let's praise God. The communion banquet, the food will be served over at the new temple. Service begins at 5:30 at Hoover and Alvarado. How many are going to go over with us? How many are going to go over to dedicate, carry this vibration in? Let's carry it right in. Make your arrangements for the pictures and listen to the broadcast tonight. Train yourself to listen to the broadcast, 10:30 to 11. Service tonight at 5:30 over at our New People's Temple at the corner of Alvarado and Hoover. And Monday at 1 o'clock, a big day, tomorrow healing service. Then also the 23rd, is it? And the 24th? September 23rd and 24th will be our next meeting in our new temple. Let's hope to have it by then. Let's agree?
Amen.
Let's agree to have it. Let's agree to have it. Oh, we've already bought it. No question about that. It's how we buy it, on what terms we buy it. Let's see that we get it at the $129,000 by putting the cash in there now. Getting the amount of money we need in the escrow now. Let's get over, you sisters, get over there and practice on that pipe organ, because you're going to have to learn how to use it. You head ahead, will you? Head ahead and use that pipe organ, $75,000 pipe organ. Learn how to use it. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Let's lift our precious hands and your precious hands out there. Black and white together, all races, so beautiful, so beautiful. Tell the people, I normally go down the aisles, to every aisle, but I don't feel led now. But we will over at the People's Temple at the corner of Alvarado, 1300 South Alvarado in Hoover. Now touch your neighbor just gently and love them. Love them. Embrace them. Bless you, this Sister Mabel. Bless this sister. She gives me a lot of love. Tell her I feel her love. Bless you. Bless you. If you don't have transportation, you come around back. We'll put you on our bus. It's your bus. So come around back. We'll get you on board. You know that. Nobody walks here. Come around back. Get on board, little children. Get on board, little children. We'll take you. We'll take you. Bless you. My God will be
what?
just left the embassy where seven people left their crutches. A woman got healed of the blindness and the deafness, and then one right after another, they left their crutches and their canes. It's just too good to consider. We just have so much we don't really think about all that we do. Just walking around. God Almighty walking around, blessing us. Well, this is a wonderful, wonderful shrine to a great metaphysical teacher. And I'm sure we put the kind of joy for worship that they should have had, because she gave great theosophical truths that are on the wall. And we're going to liven up the place a bit. I think we can stand our singing. This is built for it, isn't it? The acoustics are just wonderful. Praise the name of truth. Just turn around and give your neighbor a good embrace and bless the very seats that you're in.
Oh, black and white together.
don't you sing your number again, one of the numbers. If that is, if you can get ahead of these people that feel the spirit in their mind already, I'm going to praise them. God is able. 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 He's able. Bless you. See that the Spirit is able. We affirm only that God is life, and there is no substance out of God good. There is no reality in anything but the righteousness of truth. We do not affirm, as some do, that there are other worlds beside God's world. We believe that all powers that be are ordained of God, and there is no power but God. And in that affirmation, in these last 2 years, from just dirt ground up in Redwood Valley, now we have laid our claim onto a piece of Los Angeles. Praise the name of truth. I see Pastor Armstrong out there. I was speaking with him last evening, how we can perhaps use this for his group, our group, and all the groups that can assemble to do right in this city. This will certainly give us the kind of position for respect that we deserve. No one can say that we have anything that is lesser than anyone else. I've never been in any more beautiful building than what we're in right now. And let's keep it that way. Let's keep it that way. Great God. Everyone being their neighbor's keeper, picking up every little piece of thing, even if a little cloth or every little string, that's what I do, to make this lovely so that they'll see that brotherhood is blossoming as a rose in the fair land. Sing, there's a request that God is able.
hope. Oh, surely, 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 he's able to carry you through, to carry you. Don't you know?
Another good hug for everybody. I think one of our sisters down there, was it Sister Julia, the one to tell about the miracle? A miracle that happened on the way out of the church. As we said, we had seven people. One woman just was thrilled. She was just shouting. She'd been 7 years on the crutches and hadn't walked. But this is another miracle that happened afterwards. We had someone that was deaf. Syphilis from tremors, and blindness, and healed of every phase. It's what. This is a miracle that happened after meeting was over. We're just grateful for it.
Well, everyone was gone. We were trying to get our little things we were selling together so we could go. We were putting them aside, and this lady was standing beside the wall, she and her cousin-in-law, she said, just waiting for them to bring their car around. All of a sudden, she just whirled around in a spin, and she fell, and her eyes just walled back. So they ran in the building and got a picture, and I had one in my bag. I took it out and I put it on her head, and they put the other one on her chest. She laid there for about 3 or 4 minutes.
Dear God.
And her body just went like this, and she said, oh, where am I? What happened? I don't know what happened, she said. But people, the woman was dying. Her skin had turned gray. She was almost dead. That was a miracle. I never seen nothing so quick in all my life.
If you have a car with the license plate 0DA097 or ODA097, would you please move it? Someone has to get out. It's an emergency. Would you please move your car immediately? Thank you.
The air conditioning has just been turned on. It takes a while for it to function. It depends upon the humidity of the atmosphere outside and the number inside, and I guess so they explained to me an adjustment is required. And that's why you're feeling the heat. And I guess if we keep the doors open as we have, that only takes away from the air conditioning. Although it seems if there's any air conditioning right now, it's conditioning on a very low level. Is it coming down? Good. That's fine. If it's coming down, then that's fine. We're glad. But just, after all, we can't expect miracles just began. You heard earlier this afternoon the thing I think is the greatest optimism for us, the greatest expectation. We've got so many youth coming on who have a sure word of inspiration about injustice and can preach a positive message of Christ consciousness. You heard my young son, who was 11, and he was the first time to speak, and it's been there first all day. And you heard my son, 12, and he spoke too, first time before a big assembly like this. Now, another son's gone, and he wants to try it today. And others wanted him to try it, and he felt, well, he certainly would do so. He's not an anxious person, but he's a good little lad. He's sensitive to animals. He cares like all of them. They're good children. They're good boys. We have 8 children, and if we get 8 preachers out of our group, it'd be something. And Lou will be preaching either today or tomorrow. He's down on the drums. And I tell you, they've got a certain fire that if they're doing that well at 11 and 12 and 13, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. And I got some other sons and some other daughters that are going to be speaking. But right now, our natural born, Stephen, would like to say a word. People would like to hear him say a word. Come, Stephen. Wonderful.
I just want to praise God for this ever-present love force here we've got. You know, like, I've got many things to be thankful for, but there's one that I'm really grateful for. It's a privilege to be the son of God Almighty. And those of you that have been on your knees all your life praying and hoping, you don't need to pray and hope anymore. All you have to do is come here and have faith, and you have all you need, love and protection.
It's true. It's true.
We've been put down by this capitalist society for a long time. We've had to watch innocent women and children dying over in Vietnam.
It's true.
We've seen the hungry dying.
Yes, it's true.
2 out of 3 babies going to bed hungry.
It's true.
But this man's here to save us. I know he can heal. He can protect. He can do all these things. Most of all, he can care. And he's come here to save us. And if we don't help him, it's hard, one man against the whole world.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
So many of us can sit here, you know, and question whether he practices what he preaches. I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I live with him. I watch him. I see his every action. He practices what he preaches, and he goes over it. He expects more out of himself than we do, by far. You know, he stays up nights for us, just worrying about us, you know. Like, he'll stay up a week, you know. I don't think I can see, maybe there's a few, but not very many people that have stayed up a week just worrying about everybody, you know. And anybody that would think about turning against this church, if you've seen what I've seen,
that's true.
You got to be crazy.
That's true. That's true.
I just want to say I'm grateful for this man. Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you. Thank you. It's a sweet. Each one has their own style, and you appreciate each one of them by giving your salutations and greetings, and I think that's wonderful. We should not expect every minister to be after the same mold. And these are really ministers coming on, and we're going to cultivate ministers, because I have the phenomena and an impartation of a faculty that I can give the gift by impartation. We're going to stir up this whole West Coast. We're going to stir it up. Now I'd like for you to hear from another one of my sons, Scott. Like my first son, Jim, he was a stammerer, couldn't hardly speak. Jim couldn't hardly speak, and you certainly saw he didn't have any problem speaking this afternoon. Jim spoke, and now Scott also had the same problem, but let's let it speak for itself. All right, my young son, Scott.
Oh, yes, what a mighty God we serve. You can call upon his name in the time of danger. Oh, hallelujah, my God. Before you call on his name, he will be there.
It's wonderful.
My God.
Tell them about injustice. Tell them about righteousness. Go on. Preach it.
He will be with you always, even to the end of the world.
Yes,
he will never leave you nor forsake you.
All right.
Just call upon his name. My God. A few weeks ago, a Greyhound bus fell on Charlie Touche.
Yes.
Yeah.
Charlie Touche called upon his name.
Yes.
And the... My God. The bus came down on him, but there was no injury to him.
Sweet.
People are driving their cars on the highway, and their cars are going in circles. They just call his name, and instantly the car will stop. If you see Jim Jones as a friend, he'll be the best friend you ever had. If you see Jim Jones as a father, he'd be the best father you ever had. But if you see Jim Jones as the personification of God Almighty,
that's all right.
Yes, he will meet every need. When the bus fell Charlie Touche, Charlie Touche saw Jim Jones as the personification of God Almighty. If you see Jim Jones as God Almighty, your needs shall be met. He that keepeth his saying shall never die, but shall have life and prosperity.
Yes.
I have seen our pastor walk very calmly when somebody has lost their life in the audience. Mm-hmm. He don't need anybody. because God is his ornament.
Yes, yes. Yes.
31 persons have been raised from the dead by this power which is working through our father, Jim Jones.
Working through it, yes, working through it. You're working through you, do not stammer. You're doing beautiful, brother.
In Mexico, people saw a shallow on the water.
Yes, it did. It did. It certainly did when we were on our vacation. Yes, it did.
It was about 40 feet away. The shallow came closer and closer. As they appear, it took the form of our pastor, Jim Jones.
That's all right, it's true.
It was he that was walking on the water. And not another. It's the same spirit that walked in Galilee.
Good.
The same spirit that came from the tomb when Mary thought that he was the gardener.
That's right.
It wasn't a gardener. It was Jesus Christ, God Almighty.
Preach on.
At that time, Mary did not know that it was she. It was him. Jesus took on a different body at that time. Because of having taken a different body, she didn't know it was he that had walked many times. My God. If a racist king can see four in the forest burning,
That's true.
He saw three, but there was four. He put four in there. It was three, now it's four.
All right, all right. Sweet spirit.
People have seen Jim Jones walking through walls, which man cannot do. People have seen Jim Jones.